Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, you asked, are people rooting for Nick Chubb? Are they rooting for Nick Chubb in Houston? Houston is a team that has a weird history with us, clearly. You asked me the question. It's hard to root against Nick. So I can't see myself rooting against him. He goes to a team that I frankly don't like. I think that they, am I going to say they took advantage of us? Like the price was the price, that was it. They didn't make you pay Deshaun Watson $235 million guaranteed or whatever the number is. They said, thanks for the picks. I think they're kind of I think every organization has the tendency to be goofy. I think that they're a goofy organization too, and I think they got themselves a hot hand and they're going to run it as long as they possibly can. So we'll see where that goes. But I can't concern myself with that other than, well, Nick Chubb plays for them now. And do you want Nick Chubb to do well? And I can't imagine a bunch of people saying that they're not rooting for Nick Chubb. I think there might be a question. Are they rooting for Nick Chubb over whatever the 2025 Browns are going to be? Which I think that's another question to bring up here in just a moment.
I do wonder, is Nick Chubb a guy that people will go out of their way to watch, that they loved him so much. He was so beloved here.
I think
so. That people will go out of their way to watch Texans games to see him run.
Yes.
Or does that end for a lot of fans the minute you're not wearing a Browns jersey?
For some, maybe, but I think that they will go to see. I think because they want, they got to understand this. And I think the Browns do to some level here. You got to understand. What do you think the approval rating is of Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry? Let's put Andrew Berry here. We put the general managers where the general managers are. What's the approval rating of Andrew Berry right now?
Feels like as low as it's been.
Okay.
Right?
So if that means that 70% of people don't want Andrew Berry around, they are absolutely going to watch Nick Chubb to see if Nick Chubb has anything, and they're going to call us up on Monday going, did you see what Nick Chubb did yesterday against the Colts? Did you see that Nick Chubb had 115 yards and a touchdown against the Colts in a win? Did you see that, guys? What are we doing here with this team? Now, if Quinshon Judkins goes out there and runs for 115 and a touchdown or two and the Browns win, well, that's going to certainly stave off some of that. Or if Nick Chubb, unfortunately, if that season in week two or whatever it was basically the last time we saw the greatness of Nick Chubb, that's going to change it as well. Like, this is going to be based on if the Browns were a playoff team, and they let Nick Chubb go. Hey, them's the breaks. That's the way it goes. But they're not a playoff team. And the fans don't trust the front office. They don't trust Andrew Berry. They don't trust the decisions he's made. So automatically, you've seen a guy play well, a guy that you and your buddies and your kids and everybody love. People here love Nick Chubb. You saw that guy, and they're basically saying, he's not good enough to play here anymore. Because you could have brought him back. You didn't bring him back. So you're telling everybody he's not good enough to play here anymore. You went out and got two rookies to come in and be in the running back room. You're telling everybody he's not good enough to play here anymore. But you're also the same front office that has made this mistake and that mistake and innumerable mistakes when it comes to the draft and when it comes to free agency. So, yeah, hell yeah, they're going to be watching Nick Chubb. And they'll probably root for Nick Chubb. It's like, all right, let's make sure if we're going to go through this year, let's make sure we put our thumb on this and give them no wiggle room to wiggle out of this. Because there was a hell of a lot of people who wanted them gone after this last year. A hell of a lot of people.
I think tough part, Ken, is I'm operating under the assumption that he is not Nick Chubb anymore. And I think the most likely Browns are kind of thinking the same thing. You know, they saw him last year. For a guy, he's just been so amazing with us. I mean, we were tracking, could he finish up as the all-time yards per carry, you know, leader in NFL history? And he was right there. I mean, he was like top three going into last year. And then, yeah, he just wasn't the same player. And then on top of that, he gets injured again. So, you know, part of why I'm not screaming and yelling about losing Nick Chubb is I kind of feel like I'm sure the Browns think the same thing, which is he's not Nick Chubb anymore.
Are you okay with Nick Chubb leaving then?
Yeah. Yeah. It stinks. Like, you know, selfishly, like you wanted the guy to be a Brown his entire career. That's just so few and far between guys that do that anymore. Like for Joe Thomas to be able to achieve that, same time, you know, Joe ends up leaving without any wins, you know, any big wins. So Nick Chubb has a chance to do that now. I don't know how much, like, what is their running back situation, you know, to begin with in Houston? Like, I don't see Nick Chubb going there and doing what Saquon Barkley did last year.
They got Joe Mixon.
So, you know.
He's brought in to be a backup, is what he is.
Which is crazy to think about. I mean, he's only 29.
If they put any
ball carrier years, you know, that feels like 50.
That's high miles. He had high miles in Georgia, got injured in Georgia. He obviously had high miles and a lot of carries here in Cleveland. I mean, it is what it is. But I think that a lot of folks go, well, wait a minute, you let Kareem Hunt walk. And that was a time where, remember, Lima, you and I were like, oh, yeah, he's probably at his end of his usefulness, and this is it. And you brought him in halfway through the year last year, and then this year, that's probably it. And then he goes out and he plays really well with the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of people would take Nick Chubb over Kareem Hunt, and so they assume that Nick Chubb's going to go out there and run for 115 and a touchdown every single game for the Houston Texans. I don't know if that's going to be true. And you hear where I stop myself, because I don't want to say that it's not true, because I like Nick Chubb as much as the next guy in Cleveland. Like, everybody loves Nick Chubb, and no, I don't think any fan wants to believe that he's outlived his usefulness with the Cleveland Browns. Last year, I thought a lot of it was he just got injured. You have to be the team that gives him a chance to reclaim whatever form he had. Plus, we're dealing with you-know-who playing quarterback. You needed some goodwill.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Nick Chubb was a ton of goodwill. A ton of goodwill last year. Now, that guy playing quarterback ain't going to play quarterback for you now. At least not with any actual thought. Right now, they don't intend on that to happen. That's why they got four guys in the quarterback room. So you don't intend for him to play. And I think that, again, it's led to this murkiness of what is your plan? What are you doing? What is it? Because Myles Garrett, okay, Myles Garrett is coming back. All right, but we're not supposed to be that good of a football team, so we paid him $123 million guaranteed and made the contract even tougher to get out of moving through the future, and he's going to be with the Cleveland Browns until he's 34 years old, probably come hell or high water. You can't even trade that contract. You're bringing back Joel Bitonio. Okay, fans like Joel Bitonio. Is he still going to be to the tippy top of his level? Okay, now why do you have to have Joel Bitonio back so badly? Wyatt Teller, as much as I defend Wyatt Teller, and Joel for that matter, but Joel, you were never trading. Wyatt Teller has been the topic of conversation for a lot of fans for the last 2 years about whether or not he was going to be here or not be here. Well, why do you have to keep these guys, Andrew? Is it because Zach Zinter isn't ready? Is it because of the injury, or is it because he's not able to play the position that he's asked to play yet? Which one is it supposed to be? Because Zach is still, if I'm not mistaken, a second-round pick. Shouldn't he be ready to go by now? Like, fans keep asking themselves that question, and that's what's frustrating. You said it was a rebuild. No, you can't call it a rebuild when you still have all these veterans on this football team. You can't do that because everything you've done in the quarterback room tells you it's a rebuild. Two quarterbacks this year out of the draft, two rookies. Well, we'll throw them into it and see whether or not that they can come out of the wash. You traded for Kenny Pickett. You traded a fifth-round pick on a flyer for a guy. We'll see if this guy can come out of the wash. You have two first-round picks next year. Right now, you're using both those first-round picks on a quarterback. Not two quarterbacks, but if you have to trade up or the first of those picks, maybe you're using on a quarterback there. You still intend to draft a quarterback there. But everywhere else, I go, how can you call this thing a rebuild? It's not. You've signed a guy to a massive extension with this football team. That's not what rebuilding teams do. Rebuilding teams, they take the dead cap hit, they trade the asset, and they get more picks for the future because by the time you get out from underneath whatever dead cap space, which it doesn't matter anyway because you're not going to be a good team, you will hopefully be ready to sign the rookies that you've drafted with those draft picks. However, can't say that because we're in a situation because we haven't really been able to have a lot of the guys for the future because we haven't had first-round draft picks in 3 years. 216-474-0092. So I think it leads to more confusion. You're a Browns fan. You want the team to do well. What is your plan to not just go out there and win 6-7 games? Because that shouldn't be the standard, and that's what I'm espousing the standard to be. 6-7 games to keep everybody employed? No. There's certainly people, they see this move, they see that Nick is not coming back. He's probably going to sign with the Houston Texans today, according to Aaron Wilson, and they're going, you know what? We got to go in some direction. Either you win enough to keep everybody around or you lose enough to let people go, and then we can actually start anew. Let's go to the phones here. Nicholas in Columbus, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, yeah, man, I feel like you, man. I really feel like, though, I talked to Homeboy for a minute, so I probably let a lot of it out, man.
Okay, but you weren't talking to them. You weren't talking to him on the air. Let it out again.
No, I mean, I'm pissed with this because it's like on the real, man, they going to suck. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it a buck. They not going to be good this year. They probably not going to be that good the following year. I understand, man, my man had a real severe injury. He got hurt again last year. But, like, bro, he the best thing we had since they've been back outside of him and Miles. And y'all going to just, like, and then trade him to the team. That put it on you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're not trading Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb signed as a free agent.
I'm sorry. I apologize. He's going to the team. It's just that concept of he's going to the team that done stuck it up us already, man. And now that's happening. And then we're gonna suck regardless, bro. Hey, man, give me one more year of the brother, man. He was the best player we had, bro. The best player, I mean, he deserved better. I mean, he at least deserved a send-off here. I don't care, man. What they going to suck, bro. And they let the best thing we done had in a long time just go away. Man, he deserved better than that, man. And plus, the dudes going to be making the decisions next time. I don't trust these cats. They should have been gone. But now they getting draft picks, and they going to possibly make these decisions again. Name the best player they have drafted.
Over the last 6 years?
Whoever. The best player
this
they
group,
have drafted.
This group, right?
Yes.
And then take Denzel. Martin Emerson?
JOK, but he's hurt.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. JOK, but he's hurt.
JOK.
I would give you that. Unfortunately, damn. It's like, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
You know what?
Nick, and thank you very much for the call. I think you're speaking for about 75-80% of the fan base right now. Because it's a nonstop wall that you're running into. You turn left, there's a wall. You turn right, there's a wall. It's like you can't break out of nothing. And I think it feels like some of the moves that they've made, it's like, are you just trying to get to your next lily pad? Because if you're just trying to get to your next lily pad, we ain't going to go anywhere. Because most people answer for 3-14 and bad decisions and bad drafting. And you've put yourself in this position now where you had to be perfect because you paid a guy or you traded 3 first-round picks, not even the money. You traded 3 first-round picks for a guy that people don't even want to play for your football team this year. And then you let go of Nick Chubb. Yeah, the fans are going to be upset. You're going to have to weather that storm. And we got to hope that Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson are going to be able to fill the bill.
Like, by the way,
of the greatest running back we've seen since Jim Brown.
And no send-off, right? Like that, you forget about it because like in the NBA, you get these send-offs if you're a legendary player. I mean, that's it. You just, the last time you saw Nick Chubb, you know, was unfortunately leaving the game in a rough way, and that's it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.